This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Apologies. Let me just ask one question. I want to show you a picture of Ibrahim Al-Khorsi, who was recently released by the administration to the Sudanese, and he appeared on some Al-Qaeda videos recruiting people for AQIP. Guys, hold him up.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, you may not want to be in that photo. But
I would just say, now that he's out, I would hope we would end the policy of issuing terrorists to terrorist nations and where they can get out.
Well, Senator, he's not supposed to be doing that, and there are consequences for that, and there will be. But apart from that, the fact is that we've got people who've been held without charges for 13 years, 14 years in some cases. That's not American. That's not how we operate.
You know, they're just not supposed to do that sort of thing.
They're not supposed to, yeah.
Yeah, this is the Senate Appropriations Defense Subcommittee hearing that John Kerry was at regarding a Gitmo detainee who returned to terrorism, and his response is, that's cheating.
Yeah. He's not supposed to do that.
I mean, there's terrorism rules. Did you know that? When you're a terrorist, you're supposed to follow the rules, I guess.
See, I did not know that. Did you know that already, Bill, before this, or?
Well, no, I you know, it's just our government. You know, everything.
Oh, yeah.
I actually did know that, Bill. I actually did know that.
Of course you would.
Sure. They're called laws. You're supposed to abide by the laws.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
criminals always obey the laws.
Well, of course. You know, when you tell them it's a gun-free zone, everybody believes it's a gun-free zone, right?
Exactly.
Well, it has to be. That's what the sign says.
Well, yeah, of course. If the sign says it, I mean, it has to be it, you know. So what do you do in these terrorism? You know, I think what they need to do, we need to get all these guys, all these terrorists together and fill them in on the law of the land. You know, how they need to conduct themselves as terrorists.
Really. That's how we'll solve the whole thing.
Well, John Kerry's got it right. I mean,
that's how they're going to, when we're bringing them in, it's, are you a terrorist? No? Okay, please go ahead.
That's right. I mean, that's the simple question, right? Because the FBI and CIA already said they can't vet everybody, so you
they
just
have
ask
to
them.
Tell you the truth. They
yeah,
have
are you
to.
Are you a nice guy? Okay, you know,
you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. Yeah, so
you should see Kerry's face in the video too. I encourage all the listeners to go check that out if they have the chance, because he's not happy with them showing this this big picture of this former detainee that is now a terrorist again. He's definitely not having anything of it. But
well, what's the recidivism rate? I think they said something about close to 40% or something,
exactly,
right?
Yep, exactly.
Something
think,
like that.
Yep,
that's
I think
the
it was like 38 or 39% or something like that.
I mean, what do they think? You know, if this is what they've had all their lives. See, this
right.
is we, you know, we're touching a little bit on this with Eric Stackelback again. You know, who's big TV show airs tonight called The Watchmen. I'll give him another plug. He's a good friend, and I want to support what he's doing there. But what people fail to realize about the generations of indoctrination that has been going on in the Middle East,
yep.
you know, if you're a Jew, you're the scum. If you're a Christian, you are vermin to them. And they have been taught this since they were 2 years old. So what do you think they're going to do? Like all of a sudden you're going to wave some sort of wand, John Kerry and Barack Obama are going to come in on their white horse and all of a sudden right. change the minds and hearts of people who have been so indoctrinated? I don't think so. You know, then you say silly things like that, like, well, hey, you're not supposed to do that.
That's against the rules.
Is it any wonder? Is it any wonder? You know, but it's all about leadership. As we've been talking about on this show, there is such a glaring lack of leadership in this country. And this is why we're off the rails, and 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track. I say, good observation. So what are you going to do about it? Well, what you got to do about it is all hands on deck. And if you want something different, then go out there and be the change that you want to see happen, okay? 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're coming to you live from NRB Proclaim 16, Nashville, Tennessee, hanging with all the cats, and I got a big cat with us right now, I'll tell you. Thank God I don't have him by the tail. He is a big boy. And we're going to talk about his book, The QB, The Quarterback Mentor, Words of Wisdom from an NFL Veteran for an Injured Quarterback That Can Improve Your Life and Career. Scott Stankavage is with us. Scott, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be here. Great to be in Nashville, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. You know, we're talking about mentoring, what you experienced yourself. We're talking a little bit about the cultural, the generational exchange, how the baton has been passed on, and you saw something in your life that needed to be broken, and by the grace of God, for, you know, the legacy of the next generation, for your sons, you were able to break that.
Very important. And, you know, one of the most serious roles that we have as men is that of a father and fatherhood. And, of course, being a husband as well. Those are the roles we have to fill. And who taught us to fill them? So many times we play those roles by default, by what was done to us or what we've experienced. And more often than not, I hate to admit, they're not necessarily done well. But things like All-Pro Dad and the coaches at different levels and the Pop Warner, the high school coaches, a lot of leadership, a lot of mentoring, and a lot of the qualities that we want our fathers and our men to be are instilled by those people. I say that masculinity is not something that is given, it is bestowed.
And
there have to be men able to bestow masculinity on our youth, whether it's athletics, politics, morality, it has to be bestowed.
Well, for you, coming out of an athletic background, of course, your NFL career, well, you were at North Carolina in college, and then for your NFL career, Denver Broncos. I know the Super Bowl was really nice for you this year.
It was.
Denver Broncos, also the Dolphins. You know, you were around some great coaches and great mentoring yourself. And, you know, for most of us athletes who've been blessed by great coaches, you know, they become a second father to us, and we learn so much. And it's one thing as it relates to sports, but even though there is some application for life, you still need to address the individual, right?
No question. It's the heart of the individual, the heart of the boy, or the heart of the man, or the boy's heart in the man. And I played for some of the greatest coaches, iconic coaches, Don Shula and Dan Reeves and Mike Shanahan and Chan Gailey. Played with John Elway in college. I was with Lawrence Taylor. So some of these are some of the greatest players and some of the greatest leaders and coaches that the game has ever seen. And they all had one special quality, is that they cared about their teammates. Mm-hmm. They cared about each other in a deep way. And I don't like to use athletics as a corollary to war, and, you know, when the bullets are flying or when they're at war of the game. But there is an intensity that doesn't approach war, but there's an intensity short of combat that you have your brother's back, and that whatever it takes, physically or mentally, emotionally, you'll be there for him.
But I'll tell you, in combat, you want that.
Yes.
I mean, you want that in any kind of, you know, team success. And I think what you're speaking of right now was Peyton Manning's love for his teammates. I mean, he could have gone ego in that game, would have been uncharacteristic. He could have gone ego and said, hey, look, it's you know, we're going to make this happen because we are the offense and not rely on the defense. But he knew that he just didn't want to mess this thing up.
No question. Now, I actually was wearing a Carolina Panthers hat because I'm from North Carolina and I've been there 35 years. So, and my son was with me. We were at the game. But what I've explained, I thought happened is a couple of issues. One was the phrase for Cam Newton, who I think will be a champion, but win like a boy, lose like a boy.
Mm.
And there are no boys going to win the Super Bowl at quarterback.
Mm.
That is a man situation. So that's number one. The other one was the Panthers ran into a moment that was epic. Peyton Manning's last game, or everybody perceived it, and that 2 weeks to prepare, Gary Kubiak and John Elway and the Denver Broncos and the Pat Bowlen situation, all of that was epic.
Yes.
And all of the men on the roster and in that organization knew the importance and the significance of that moment. And when you run into an epic moment like that, it can be overwhelming. And I don't think the Carolina Panthers, young and inexperienced at the Super Bowl, were ready to overcome that epic moment. And I thought that's what happened.
Wow. Well, on your book, as you say, for you, you did what your father did. Your father did what his father did and previous generations. Now the light is flipped, the switch is flipped, and you say, whoa, I got to do something different. I'm seeing something here for my son that I don't think is going to benefit him. What was it for you in that moment?
Well, my father was a wonderful father, and he was present at everything in my life, all of my athletic events, my accomplishments, my defeats. He was there. But my father did not speak into my life with words. And so I wanted to make sure that I found the words to speak. And I don't have to be an expert on lacrosse or soccer or whatever the sport is, or physics or whatever his passion is, but I wanted to affirm him, my son and my daughters and the kids I coached. I want them to know that I see them and I like what I see as a young man. And that was something that I didn't receive, but I think they need to receive that. Young people need to receive that so they don't go looking for it in the wrong places.
Exactly.
And so that's something my generation of father and his father and his father were silent, strong men. They were in World War II, and they just dealt with things. And they were there, but they didn't speak into our life. And so my brother and I, and I'm in men ministries, and we encourage speaking into the lives with a purpose to affirm the masculinity of these young men in our lives.
Exactly. Well, you know, you mentioned the coaches that you had in your life that spoke into your life, Scott. You know, with each coach, there's always a nugget that you hold in that still is in your very soul to this day. Share a couple of those with us, would you?
My high school football coach, Chuck Riccone, I hope he's listening, turn it into something good. Whatever it was, that was it. Turned into something.
I
good.
Like that.
And
don't you love coaches? I love coaches are like headlines.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can just sit there and just capture headlines just from the coaches.
Right.
And the thing is, it's so cool about those headlines that they speak. There's a lot of depth.
Oh, it's a lot of experience.
Yes,
and then
exactly.
If you're going at 20, 30, 40 years, I remember the first time Dan Reeves, who wrote the foreword for the book, A QB Mentor, addressed the football team, and I was a rookie with the Denver Broncos. He said, men, I'm looking for men with character. Let me define character for you. Character is how you treat someone who can do nothing for you in return. And I just wrote that down. He said, so when you're asked to sign an autograph after I chewed you out at a practice or you didn't have a particularly good day and you're walking out and some kid's handing you an autograph book, I'm watching how you handle that because I want men of character. Wow. Never, ever forgot him saying that.
Wow. Wow. That's a note you can send to Cam.
No question.
Right? There might be some. With all due respect.
Yes.
With all due respect. I mean, we've all been there, and it's tough. And like you said, this teaching moment for Cam, and I think for other young men to look and say, okay, if I was there, how would I act?
Yes. Well, he wasn't prepared for that. And you can look at organizationally. I mean, the situation that happened in a press conference, you know, organizationally, that could have been prevented. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have been on the other side of a curtain with those people, you know, criticizing them that way. You know, Cam was pulled out of the locker room before he showered. He has the hoodie on and so on. I mean, we could have protected him. We know that he's, you know, not a good loser. And we don't want him to be a good loser. But that was just a bad situation. And in some respects, I think that him getting up and walking out was you know, probably the highest he could achieve at that moment.
Right, exactly.
And he'll be back, though. He'll be back.
I'll tell you, what a blessing to have Scott with us. His book, The QB Mentor, check this out. Where is it available? All the usual places, right?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and QBMentorBook.com. We'll send you an autographed copy if you prefer.
It's words of wisdom from an NFL veteran for an injured quarterback that can improve your life and career. Scott, thank you so much for being with us. Really been a blessing.
It's been great to be here. God bless
you. All right, all the best for you. Scott Stankevich on Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 14 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online. at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, not only online, we're, you know, on your smartphones. They're that smart. We're all over the place in over 270 markets across these United States and around the world via shortwave. Coming at you right now from 9 to 11 Eastern, and starting next week, we're going to be on 3 hours from 9 to noon. So we're really excited about that breaking news, and we just found out about that and got everything all confirmed. And here we are hanging out in Nashville, Tennessee, with all the cats here at NRB Proclaim 16. And Sherry Kagi is with us. Sherry, yes. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
Well, because, you know, people hear Sherry Kagi and say, Bill, you interviewed Phil last year. I said, we're getting the whole family. Now, Phil's an uncle-in-law. Even though people confuse you and think, okay, well, he sings, you sing, so you got to be related,
yeah,
right?
I'm somehow his daughter or something. I like to joke with people because people are convinced I'm his daughter. I say, no, my dad plays the accordion, and that's the truth.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yes. So your dad is the one who's confused now.
Yeah.
Right? No, I think she is my daughter. I was there. Yeah, exactly, without a doubt. Well, for you, your career started, like most Christian artists, in a church. I mean, right? You were leading worship in Southern California, where I was born and raised.
Okay.
Where in Southern California were you?
I grew up in Fullerton.
Okay, all right.
Was born in Redondo Beach.
Right.
Was a worship leader at a church in Fontana. We used to call it Fontucky.
Yes, right, exactly.
So it was sort of out there, you know, but yeah. But my folks still live there. My sister still lives there. And so I have, you know, reason to go out there every year and sing and visit family. And
right. Well, good fun. Mm-hmm. So here it is. And so your breakthrough album on Sparrow, Child of the Father, in 1994. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's one thing to go through, you know, as a worship leader, and you're realizing, and people come up, hey, you really sound good. And all of a sudden now, I mean, you're recording. You're in a full-blown studio, and you got all this stuff going, and it's like, wow, what a dream come true for you, right?
Yeah, really special. At that time, I was still fairly green in my giftings, you know. And so in all of these people that I was getting to work with, Charlie Peacock producing my first couple albums, and yet it was clear that God had opened this door and God was in it. So I just proceeded in that confidence, you know. And here I am 20-plus years later, still doing my thing, you know.
Yeah. And then along the way, being acknowledged by your peers and by your fans. I mean, what, 3 Dove Awards now?
3 nominations, yeah. Okay. And I do have the Dove Award sitting on my piano at home.
How cool is that, huh?
Yeah.
And you come out and you look at that. And I know your heart is to honor God. And you're so thankful that God has used you in this way and really taken your ministry to a whole nother level.
Yeah, he's in the business of using ordinary gals like me to be a part of his bigger kingdom work. And there's nothing more rewarding, you know.
Well, and now here you are because of your experience. It's one thing about, you know, you start to be a veteran, and it's one thing to do concerts and that, but now you get a chance to bless people a little bit differently. I mean, you're speaking. People want to hear what you have to say now.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, cool.
I'm so grateful. Yeah, God has brought me through some real hard things in my life, and through that you see and discover personally how God can bring beauty from ashes, as he's done in my life. And so I'm speaking to those topics, and they don't have to rhyme like you do in a song, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything has to rhyme, and so that's been a good stretch for me and a natural progression of what God is doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the journey of life that we go through. I don't know that anybody comes and leaves unscathed. Mm-hmm. You know, unless you're Enoch, maybe, you know. But haven't seen him around for a while, you know, since he left that one day.
Yeah.
You know. But you know, it's just it's life. You go through the peaks and valleys, and you find God in those valleys, and in those valleys, it's real special, isn't it? Even as painful as it is.
Yeah, for me, 2010 is what I refer to now as my epic year, when my 22-year marriage to my high school sweetheart unraveled into divorce. I lost both my grandparents, had to sell the big house on the hill in Brentwood, Tennessee, through almost foreclosing, but did a short sale and moved from Brentwood to Franklin. All these big life changes and losses and griefs. But God met me and was so present in that season. And there was a whole album of songs that were very healing that were birthed out of that. That was my 2012 release, So I Can Tell. And then I have this new one that is sort of the next chapter.
Right. And I want to talk about that now. No Longer My Own.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's a powerful title.
Yeah. I remember sitting with, I had the song titles in front of me, and I remember going, okay, Lord, is there an album title, and that's what stood out to me. A song I wrote, actually, I'd stumbled upon John Wesley's Covenant Prayer, or most people attribute it to him, the founder of the Methodist Church. Oddly, I was reading a book on the empty nest season, Bill, because my children are grown and married now, and lo and behold, I stumbled on
that
Covenant Prayer.
They're grown and married.
I know.
What happened
with that?
Our daughter is expecting our ninth grandchild, her first.
Oh.
She's in Maui.
Okay.
And so we're really, really excited.
Oh,
you know,
congratulations.
About, yeah, thank you so much. and I'm thinking, I still see her as this little bald-headed baby I brought mm-hmm. home from the hospital, mm-hmm. and it goes so fast.
It really does.
Yeah.
But so I'm in this new season, and I remember writing this prayer down in my journal. I'm a lifelong journaler, and this covenant prayer, I remember thinking, oh, this language, this surrender posture is so beautiful. I want to put this to music. So I took a lot of the themes from that prayer, and that became the title song of this album. So.
Well, and I like the idea that your first song is Overcome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an announcement, isn't it?
Mm. Very much. You know, that song, and that's the first single, that song came, I was actually burdened by the ISIS beheadings, actually, when that was the top news story of the day, when we were seeing those horrific images. And I remember just asking the Lord, what would you want me to write about today? And that was a little where my headspace was, and I just went to the piano, wrote, and to me it speaks to... I think God's response to the evil in the world. It's not that we are overcoming necessarily, but that we're tethering ourselves to the one who has already overcome.
Absolutely.
And he's saying to us, I am here. I'm watching. I see all of this, but I have a plan for you. And I borrow from John 16:33, such a familiar passage that says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. And then he says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace.
Yes.
And that's where the song, that's what I hope to give and to embolden. I like to say this album is to embolden fellow saints.
Yes.
Because we are living in a time where we're being called to question and even persecuted for our beliefs. But we know who has already overcome for us.
Exactly.
So we can live without fear.
And that's the thing that's so cool about that. When you talk about peace in the midst of persecution and what peace represents, I mean, that's a whole study and a many time meditative moment, I will say to you, when you really appreciate that peace is, that you understand that there's no loose ends. Mm-hmm. It's all figured out. Mm-hmm. He who is the author and finisher of our life has it all under control, right?
Yes. And so that's the daily battle is between fear and faith, fear and faith, fear and faith. Oh, and I flip-flop, it seems, 10 times in an hour, you know, on that.
Yeah.
But to me, as I sing these truths, and there's a lot of scripture in my songs, it solidifies them in my own life,
in my
own heart and mind.
Wow. Well, yeah, living on the true bread of life.
Yeah.
Second cut, You Saved Me.
Oh, You Saved Me. That's about the Word of God, because... For so many years, living in a difficult relationship, I was clinging to the Word of God. I call it white-knuckling the Word of God.
Yes.
And clinging to His promises. And I just have seen through the years how much I treasure the Word of God. But the opening line in that song is from Psalm 119, verse 71. It says, it was good for me to be afflicted that I might learn your decrees.
Right.
I mean, and that's actually Phil Kagi. He helped demo all the original piano vocal demos of this album and my last album. And he is like, wow, that word afflicted, that's so hard, you know? And it's so true. It is. But to actually be on the other side of a hard season, to be able to say, you know, it was good because I learned... closeness with the Lord, I grew in intimacy with Jesus, and that is the thing I treasure above all.
He does take us through the valley of the shadow of death, right? He takes us through it. We don't stop, you know. It is
a
process.
But we don't know how long that valley is.
Exactly.
We don't know how long that winter is until spring comes. You know?
Well, here she is, ladies and gentlemen. We've been so blessed to be visiting with Sherry Kagi. Her new CD, No Longer My Own, now out.
Yeah, it's out.
It's out. Have fun. Buy it out. Get it up. It'll be linked on our site as well. Sherry, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless.
This report is brought to you by SmartAboutMoney.org. Results show 2 in 5 people in couples who share finances admit to hiding spending from their mates, and 75% say financial deceptions had an effect on the relationship. Is your spouse cheating on you financially? A new survey reveals that financial infidelity is a growing problem among couples. Patricia Seaman, financial expert, smartaboutmoney.org.
Financial infidelity is a big problem, and it's getting worse. Some of the red flags of financial infidelity are things like running across a receipt for a purchase that you don't recognize, or, for example, not seeing the itemized bill on the credit card statement, maybe just seeing the sum total that's due. Also, if your partner is withdrawn or defensive when you bring up the topic of money, that's a red flag of financial infidelity as well.
For tips on how to spot and recover from financial infidelity, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
I can't push back the mountain, keep standing on the way. I can see through the darkness, I'll hold up a flame.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're hanging out in Nashville with all the cool cats here. Let me tell you, having a good time at NRB Proclaim 16. And we're standing by waiting for June Hunt. June is just such a sweet lady. We had so much fun with her last year. And this has been, one of those celebratory years. And we'll talk about that when she comes on. Hey, guys, I don't know if you had a chance, Scott and Shane, if you had a chance to see Fox. I guess they saw CNN doing these town halls and said, hey, why not us?
Let's do that, too, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and then I thought it was neat, because Donald Trump was the only one that didn't show up. And, of course, we know of the heat going back and forth between Donald Trump and Megyn Kelly.
Megyn,
she did moderate it. And so it was interesting because, she explained to the crowd that he did have to regretfully, bow out. He already had a schedule. So obviously they had tried to put this at the last, put this together at the last minute. And John Kasich had to do it by video. And I think Marco Rubio as well, so it was like.
Kind of
Ted, of course.
Together.
Yeah, and of course Ted's happy to be home. He says he's a guy, yeah. I haven't been in my own bed, for over a month. It was right. Nice to sleep in my bed. I had my daughter come up and jump into my lap and everything. So you could tell it was a refreshing moment, but uncharacteristic. At least he went home and he could sleep in his own bed. But no rumors were flying that he was dropping out of the contest like he did for Ben Carson, right?
Right, exactly. And
he's going, hey, I just want to go change my underwear. Right. You guys, you got me going out of here. What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think here? We've got this this one clip we could play about if Trump is not stopped on Super Tuesday. Let me play that real quick.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play that. Yeah, yeah, right. Okay, let's go ahead.
Hear that real quick. Oh, my bad. Let me start that over here. All right, here we go.
So we're going to get to a very interesting story very soon, Mark Halpern, about Donald Trump and Mitt Romney attacking each other, this time Romney talking about his taxes. But first, let's set the race for today. Instead of having an hour on your show, with all due respect, give us in 30 seconds the state of the race today and explain all the fear and loathing that's coming from the headlines, not only of the New York Times, but also the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal.
Just descended out of nowhere.
It is evident that this thing's about to end, and everybody is running to the fallout shelters.
Well, the debate tonight is an opportunity maybe to reset things, but you see in the Washington Post editorial and what Mitt Romney's doing, the understanding coming too late for many that if Donald Trump is not stopped on Tuesday when he could sweep Super Tuesday, it will be too late to stop him. And so you're seeing lots of people kind of screaming out and saying, hold on, world, pay attention. But you're hearing mostly silence because people in the establishment don't think they can, most of them don't think stop Trump. And most of them, some of them are trying to make peace with the reality of Donald Trump as the most likely far and away Republican nominee.
So hey, guys, I tell you what, I have lots of thoughts on it, and we want to talk about it. But one of my favorite ladies has just come into our booth, and I've been looking forward to this. June Hunt, been a biblical counselor, her award-winning radio program, Hope for the Heart, heard on over 1,000 radio outlets around the world. For more than 30 years, she's helped people with emotional, relational, and spiritual problems experience God's love through biblical hope and practical help. June, always good to see you. We have to see each other more than one time a year, though, lady.
Well,
let me tell you.
We'll work on that. Thank exactly. you. Hey, wonderful to be with you again.
And congratulations, 30 years. I came in, see this big, beautiful sign of your happy, smiling face and celebrating 30 years in the ministry.
You.
This is absolutely awesome. Well, last time when you and I sat down, we had an idea where we wanted to go, and God took us in a different direction. Mm. But I what I believe he wants us to talk about is, his refining fire. Mm. That seems to be the theme of the day. We've had a lot of people come on the show and talk about that refining fire. And when we're in that valley of shadow of death, the good news is we don't stay there.
That's true. The whole point of refining is to make something highly valuable, much more valuable than it is. And I was fascinated when years ago I heard about what in biblical times, the refining process, like I'm talking about taking a rock hardened ore, and how that would be put in a crucible, which is a fireproof pot, and then put into a furnace. Mm. And then eventually, through a process of multiple times, then you've got something that starts as, just common and throwaway rock.
Right.
And all of a sudden, here you have gold.
Right.
And so, not all that long ago, I used to tell that story. But then I was going to be teaching on trials and doing a small book on this. And I was fascinated because I looked up, I thought, I wonder in the Bible, is there any scripture using the word crucible? And yes. Was there any scripture using the word dross? Yes. The refiner, that didn't surprise me, but I looked up every verse there, and that's what we do at our ministry,
right,
because we have 100 topics and on trials. So is it okay if I share
with
you?
No, that's what I want to hear. Yes.
Well, this is just, to me, fascinating. First of all, when we look at actual scripture, Isaiah 48, and some people may want to actually, unless you're driving, grab a pen and just write down these verses. This is just fascinating. Isaiah 48:10 says, this is the Lord speaking, I've refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. Wow. So it's like, wait a minute. At times we feel, oh, I am really under heat here.
Right.
I don't like this.
Exactly.
And yet, if we could see, is there something that I cannot see?
Mm-hmm.
Can we see that there may be something that we're not aware of that God is going to do through this furnace of affliction? And so what you see is, first of all, God doesn't leave us when we're being refined. Malachi 3:3 says, he will sit, and this is God, he will sit as a refiner, a purifier of silver. He will purify and refine them, meaning people, mm-hmm. like gold and silver. So that's exactly what God intends to do, is he allows these trials in our lives to literally, if we're willing to mm-hmm. surrender our will to his will, he will make something far more valuable through those times of trial. Specifically, he tells us that he is making gold. You, mm-hmm. you right now, right. Bill, are gold in the making.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that look like? Christ-like character.
Yeah.
You will more and more sin less and less. More and more you will actually be conformed to the character of Christ. So, you know, the Bible is filled with word pictures. And that's what's so fascinating about this. Here we're able to see how our heavenly refiner
mm-hmm.
is in our lives mirroring the process of earthly refiners.
Exactly.
Who did this in their lifestyle during biblical times. So, step one, there's brokenness. Well, we don't love brokenness. I mean, I don't love brokenness.
We're coming down to the last seconds here, June.
Okay.
So we got about 30 seconds
okay.
left. I'm so sorry.
So we see the brokenness. We see the crucible in Proverbs 17:3. We see the dross comes up when we're being refined. The refiner sloughs off the dross. Seven times. The Bible even says seven times we will be in this crucible, in the furnace. And we go, why is this happening to me again? Only certain impurities are emitted at certain temperatures. But you see this in Psalm 12:6.
It is the process. June Hunt has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Always a blessing.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find.
Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All the time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Online, smartphone, shortwave, hey, in over 270 markets around this country, we're happy to be, you know, bringing you the words of life and, you know, encouraging one another to get this country back on track. If it's going to happen, you got to get involved. All hands are, you know, need to be on deck. All hands have been off the deck. And that's why we're, you know, in the situation that we're in, America, that we find ourselves. So go out there and be the change. Go out there and be the blessing after you've been blessed. That's what it's all about. It's got to be a flow through opportunity here. And regarding these, you know, this, you know, election season that we're in, I mean, it's most amazing. I think, you know, in the conversation here at NRB for Proclaim 16 has been that rather interesting that there's been such a sharp focus on the evangelical vote. Don't you find that? And, you know, the thing also is empirically, you look at statistics and you find that only 50% of evangelicals, church-going people, you know, will even bother to register to vote. And of that, only half again will actually go out and vote. I mean, that's really shameful, I got to tell you. Being a Christian myself, that's the kind of misrepresentation, underrepresentation. And then we wonder why we're losing our religious freedoms. We wonder why the very things that have blessed this country along the way, people are turning their backs to, because we're just not being represented in the conversation. You need to get involved. The culture is saying, confront me. They really are saying that. And they're saying, hey, where is the church and where is the moral compass in this day and time? Well, right now with us via phone and not too far away out in Franklin, Tennessee, we're here in Nashville, is Tam Hodge. She is a published author of And Now I Choose, a blogger and dedicated advocate for Save the Storks. You've been hearing us talk this week about Save the Storks. And Tam is here with us right now to give us an update. Tam, how are you? Welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, I'm great. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, congratulations on the book, your blog, all that you've been doing to, you know, get the good word of life out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you've planted numerous churches with your husband, Brent, and you've wrote a very transparent book about your life, and you're very open and transparent about your two abortions when you were a teen. What is it that prompted you to, first of all, deal with it yourself and then, you know, be so vulnerable about it?
Well, the prompting to deal with it was directly from God. He was kind of tired of me stewing about it and living in so much fear. And but right now, the church I'm at right now has about 9,000 people. Say half of them are women. That's 4,500 women. Say a third of them have had abortions. That's 1,500 women. Mm. I would say it's safe to say that a majority of them have not told a soul. And they're sitting in our churches, and they are so ashamed, so afraid. They live with the fear of being found out. That's who I once was.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I stand up and I share my story now, because I want to give those women hope. I want them to know that they are forgiven and that they are loved and that they're not alone.
God is bigger than this, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that just seems like such an understatement. And, you know, and the thing is, I know that your heart cries for women as mine does, that have been holding on this. You know, Jesus took our shame, and I understand how crushing this can be. And on the other side, I will say, and we've addressed this a couple times, Tam, is that there are many men sitting in the church that have been complicit, and some by omission, some by, you know, it was a convenient thing, some they didn't even know. And I believe, you know, just as the women in Bethlehem during that time in the New Testament, when Herod went and killed all the babies and said there was such a weeping and a crying of women because their children are no more, I believe we're going to have that moment. We're going to have that moment here, not only in America, but around the world, where, you know, people's hearts are opened up. And all this, you know, this ugly stuff that they've been carrying, and men as well, particularly, because men have been so marginalized, they're not allowed to participate in this process. You can't have emotions. It wasn't
right.
You, after all. You're just the donor, you know. But let me tell you, there are many men silently crying in their closets and screaming out and realizing, just like the women, that, you know, they're carrying this as well with them.
Absolutely. I have gotten so many emails, private messages from men. People will be shocked at how many men have come out and just shared the burden they have. Some don't even want to have kids now because they feel so guilty. You know, we forget that that's their DNA too. I don't understand why they don't have a right in it. For those who actually want to keep the baby, that I cannot wrap my head around it. It is just as much their child as the mom. I don't understand it. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart.
And the thing is this is what's happened after the fact. And Save the Storks is preempting this by being, you know, proactive and going out and giving people, men and women, an option and an understanding of what the process is all about. And, of course, you know, with what's been happening with Planned Parenthood, the videos that we've been seeing, and I think the disgusting action of the court system to go after the people that brought us the truth of the matter and to attack them is absolutely disgusting. But, you know, the thing is, we're going to work through that because we can overcome that, because we have God on our side. We have the truth on our side, because the thing that cannot be denied, Tam, and as I was sharing with somebody else the other day, is that, you know, when I talk to women, you say a third in your church, and I just about every woman I talk to can tell me how old the child would have been. And they say that. I mean, I don't have to ask them. They're just in the conversation as they're relating, you know, what they went through and what they've experienced and the burden, as you say, that they carry. And it's the burden that God says, look, give it to me. Give it to me.
Just last Thursday, my husband and I were at dinner at a couple's house, and it just hit me out of the blue, and I just teared up, and I had to tell her. I was looking across the table from her, and I said, you're 28. That's how old my first abortion would have been. And then she has a one-year-old daughter. And that got me on a whole other level. I thought, whoa.
Well, Tam, tell us about Save the Storks. You know, we're partnering with them. I am so grateful for the ministry and, you know, what Joe and everybody is doing here in terms of getting the truth and getting people, you know, the information that they need to make so they're making a choice for life.
Yes. Well, I believe until storks came along, let me back up. I love storks, and the very first time I heard about them, I knew I needed to get involved, because until they came along, there really weren't options that were loving and non-judgmental for the abortion vulnerable woman. And I don't believe people enjoy picketing and yelling. Well, some might, but I mean, I know I don't. That's just not my thing. Most people know that anger and fear mongering, that doesn't change hearts. I've never changed my mind because someone yelled at me. Never once. Storks is about love and connecting with the abortion-minded woman, and I think this is what supporters of life have been waiting for. I really strongly believe that. Storks is changing the pulse on this.
Mm-hmm. Well, explain to our audience what Save the Stork does.
Well, what they do is they partner with pregnancy resource centers, and they go to where abortion vulnerable women are, and their presence, and their loving presence. And what they do is they offer counseling, shoulders to cry on, whatever you need. Ultrasound. They have sonographers on their buses. Beautiful, beautiful buses that are outfitted just phenomenally, very comforting, safe environment, and they go on there and they offer women a free ultrasound to see their baby. Something that Planned Parenthood doesn't do, because we know.
Yeah, but they want to tell you. But Planned Parenthood wants to tell you they offer all these services, but they're not about to offer a sonogram, are they?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Wasn't even an option when I went there. No way. Never referred to the baby as a baby. You know, it was a glob or a fetus or, you know, and they want to create as much of a disconnect as possible. And what Storks does is create that connection, because you know what? You can't change rules. There's already a connection. That is a baby in you that your body is growing. It's growing. A brand new life is growing in you. You cannot dispute that. And so they give you this free ultrasound, and you see it, and you hear the heart. You hear the life.
Right.
I mean, a mama heart cannot not be moved by that.
Exactly.
And so right now, 4 out of 5 women choose life for their babies when they board a stork bus. And so after that moment, then they are put in connection with a resource center that helps them journey through this process, through this amazing decision that they've made.
And they open up options for them as well.
Absolutely.
Right?
So many options.
Yeah.
So education, just training. Resources, baby equipment, all these things that they're going to need to get their feet on the ground.
Well, Tam, we've only got about 30 seconds left. Where can the people go for more information? Join us as partners and donate, and because we've got a lot of buses to get on the road here, don't we?
Yes, we do. Just go to SaveTheStorks.com and start going around the website, get involved, read what they're about. You'll find very, very, very quickly that this is something you'll want to be a part of. You will.
Exactly. And you can give them a call at 844-578-6757. That's the toll-free number. Donate, partner with us. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow on Bill Martinez Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.